Amen. Job 42 and verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything. It's amazing what happens when the Lord wears you out. Amen. You get a revelation that God can do anything. And that no thought can be withholding from thee. Meaning, God, whatever you want to do, ain't nobody can stop you. Amen. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. He said, I have heard of thee. Everybody say, I have heard of thee. Job said, God, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. Amen. But something different has happened now. Amen. But now my eye seeth thee. Hallelujah. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Amen. If you ever get a vision of God, you won't be worried about the bad stuff happening to you. It'll be something way more important. Hallelujah. This is what I want to preach from the fifth verse. I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now, everybody say now, mine eye seeth thee. Amen. I want to preach this, just a little title the Lord gave me kind of from scripture. I had heard, but now I have seen. Amen. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands and your voices to the Lord. Come on, I need some prayer warriors to help me in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's seek after God. Come on, I feel like God's going to help somebody. God's going to give understanding in this room. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, join up with somebody if it's appropriate. Come on, say, help me pray for a moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Devil, you're a liar. I'm going over, I'm not going under. I'm above and not beneath. Come on, somebody needs to say, I'm a child of the King. I've got royal blood flowing through my veins. Well, I wish somebody just praised the Lord for a little bit. You praise him, you'd feel him. He's not that far from you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach. I had heard. Amen. But now I have seen. Praise God. I had heard about it. Amen. But now I have seen. I want to begin by telling you that there is so much power in hearing the word of God. Amen. The Bible said we are begotten by the word. Amen. I love singing and shouting and amen, great music and all that, but that's not revival. Amen. We are begotten by the word. I love the word of God. I love it when it hurts my feelings. Amen. I love it when it steps on my toes. I love it when it goes against the grain. Well, about 12 people in the same boat with me. I just love it because I know it's the key to me being saved. And there's so much power in it. So by Job's own words, he says, I have heard of thee, God, by the hearing of the ear. Now, I don't know who Job's pastor was, but I'm going to tell you, he was a pretty effective guy. Yeah, I think he was pretty thorough. Amen. Because let me describe to you who Job was even before the trials. Before all the stuff that we know about Job, he was already a pretty special guy. Amen. After all he had done was hear the word of God, he was already a pretty good guy. Job 1:1 would begin like this, the description of the man before his trial would be, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man, everybody say, was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Let me tell you, Job heard the word of God and decided, I'm going to live up my life according to what I hear. Let me tell you, it's got to be a decision in your spirit. You don't live for God because it's popular, because everybody else does it. You got to make up your mind. I'm going to hear it, but I'm not going to be a hearer only. I'm going to be a doer of the word of God. Hallelujah. Job lived his life right. He was a moral man. He didn't violate his morals. And what he knew God wanted, he did it. If he figured out it was a sin, he quit doing it. If he figured out God liked it, he did it. Well, hallelujah. He had a good pastor. That he was a pretty good man too. The Bible said he feared the Lord, which means he reverenced the things of God. He learned what he should touch and what he shouldn't touch. Amen. Job's kids, when they went to church, they didn't believe they were at the Chick-fil-A playground. Hallelujah. Boy, sorry, getting quiet in here. Job feared the Lord. Praise God. Amen. My mama never taught me how to be rich. She taught me how to fear the Lord. I didn't realize that was the beginning of wisdom. I didn't realize I was rich because she taught me the only thing that was important in this life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible said Job eschewed evil. That means he avoided it. That means if evil showed up, he left. That means if somebody started gossiping, he walked out. That means if his best friend started sinning, he got a new best friend. Praise God. This microphone has been irritating me here lately. Man, maybe it's getting worked to death. Amen. He eschewed evil. He feared the Lord. And so in the 8th verse, this was the description that God gives him. There is none like him in the earth. Hallelujah. When God says, I ain't got another one like that one. And all he had done was, according to his words, was heard the word. He didn't have nobody beating him up. Amen. Tying him up and dragging him to church. He just heard the word of God and thought, I'm going to be an upright man. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. So this was Job's words. Just by the hearing of the word of God. Amen. I did this. This is the life, he said, this is the life I'm living just by hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. There is power to change you in the hearing of the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Music may soften your heart and all that. And praise God, I love music. Amen. But it's the word of God that has the ability to change you. To make you a new creature. Shape you into something. Amen. If you wonder why the enemy tries to give you 10,000 things to do right before church and comes against you like a flood. Amen. Every excuse in the book, and some of them are good, some of them ain't so good. Hallelujah. If you want to know why, because the enemy don't want you to hear the word of God. Amen. He don't want you to turn into an upright, God-fearing saint. Amen. He wants to do everything he can do to keep you from hearing God's word. Amen. But what we're doing right now is not my plan. I didn't apply for this job. I didn't send a resume to my pastor and tell him I was looking for work. I had all the work I wanted. This is God's plan. Amen. If it was the plan of man, you would have somebody real smart here tonight. Amen. Somebody really sophisticated with alligator shoes instead of fake leather shoes. Amen. Praise God. You'd be somebody that could speak psychology to you. Not somebody that would preach to you. This is what the Bible said. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I tell you, through earthly wisdom, nobody has ever found God. Nobody ever got a PhD and said, oh, I see God now. So by wisdom, God's wisdom, not by man's wisdom, God said, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to put a preacher in the pulpit. I'm going to give him a word to say. I'm going to let him stumble and fumble around. But somehow get a word across to the people. And if they believe it and they respond, I'm going to save them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, this is God's plan. So the word was intended to trigger something inside of you called faith. Amen. The Bible would say, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Imagine somebody standing up and just doing their best to try to give a word to the people, and somehow God would take that simple thing and ignite faith in somebody's heart. I want to tell you, boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Don't you ever feel like you're inferior to do God's work. Hallelujah. Hey man, that's a trick of the devil to make you sit down and do nothing. Hey man, but God chose the base things of this world. I don't know how well this is going to go. I think it's going to go all right in my book. Amen. But God chose the base things of this world to confound the wise. People are wondering, why is that church growing? What's your secret? What are you doing? We're just doing what God said to do. We just all come together. We just worship God. Then we open up the Bible and just listen to the word. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just preaching a little while about the power of hearing. Is that all right? The Bible teaches us that we wouldn't even know what was right or wrong except the word of God. He would write in Romans, Paul would write, "Nay, I had not known sin but by the law." Hallelujah. Well, we don't like that law. Well, that's the only way we know right from wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Let it make you mad a while. It's okay. Amen. But at the end of the day, you'll be all right if you'll just eat the scroll. Hey, bitter or sweet, it don't matter. Just eat the scroll. Eat the word of God. Amen. Your life will end up all right and good and better if you'll just eat the scroll and don't spit out what you don't want and pick and choose. And hallelujah. He would say later in Romans, the 10th chapter, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Amen. This ain't my book. This is God's book. "And how shall they preach except they be sent?" How can you even hear the word of God without a preacher in your life? I thank God I got a pastor. And I thank God he came from that old school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The old school is where they're taught to love people more than they love themselves. They love you so much that they won't let you go to hell without telling you the truth. Come on, you ain't got to take the word and beat people down, but you do have to take the word and open it up and show people, hey, we got to get better. We got to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean. Amen. I've read this Bible. I don't know how many times when I say it. I don't want anybody to think I'm bragging, but I've read it a bunch of times. And I've never seen anybody have recliner religion in that book. But in that book, you had to get out of the recliner. In that book, you had to, if you were crippled, he said, get up your bed. In that book, you could not forsake the assembling together of yourself. Hallelujah. Why? You got to hear the word of God. I thank the Lord for online, whatever, all the technology that we have. Amen. I appreciate it. It's for people that are sick. And it's for people that are at work. Amen. And people that can't make it. And people with flat tires. Praise God. It's not for the weary. It's not for the tired. It's not for the discouraged. You need to get to God's house. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. I thank God for people that hear the word of God and say, you know, I never heard that before. I'm gonna adopt that into my life. Amen. There's a lot of people who've come to this church and I've heard this a bunch of times. I've never heard that before. Amen. Hallelujah. I love it when people just hear it. Amen. You show it to them. And they say, you know what? If that's what that book says, I'm just going to do it. Amen. I'm not in the practice of making up a bunch of rules. And I'm not going to put a heavier burden on you than this Bible would put on you. But I'm going to put every ounce of it that this does put on you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just being honest for a little while. Amen. I'm not gonna have blood on my hands when this is all over. I'm gonna go to my mansion in glory and I'm gonna enjoy black coffee. and I'm going to prop my feet up, and I'm going to enjoy supper, and I'm not going to have any condemnation in my spirit, and there won't be 1 ounce of me saying, I wish I would have said. I'm going to say it right here. I'm going to say it with love. I'm going to say it with passion, but I am going to say it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to run anybody off because they don't do what I say, because I ain't the one in charge anyway. Amen. This is the body of Christ. And God sets the members. Somebody said one time, I can't believe you allow them to sit there and do that. Who do you think I am? All I can do is preach the word of God. I'm not a lord over God's heritage. Amen. I'm the servant. I'm the foot washer here. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer too. Amen. He said, let the greatest be your servant. Let him minister to you. Hallelujah. I hope you're going to hear me tonight. There's so much power in hearing the word of God and somebody having the spirit that says, I'm just going to do this. I know you're in the flesh. I know I got one too. Amen. And there's things that I haven't always understood, but this was how I always said it in my family. If I trusted my pastor, amen, to be the watchman on the wall, if he saw something I didn't see, amen, I just pray I can see it too someday. But I'm not going to ignore what he said. Amen. I'm going to listen to what he said. Amen. I want to tell you, you don't have a hireling in this place. Amen. You can't hire me. You didn't hire me, actually. Amen. So you can't fire me. Amen. You could pick me up and haul me out if you wanted, but I'll go next door and I'll start another church. And I'll get every one of you except the one that caused the trouble to begin with. Hallelujah. Amen. So what I'm saying is, I'm here for the long haul. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I hope you get an ear to hear and understand the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, that ain't what I come to preach about. But I want to tell you, Job, just from hearing, everybody say it one more time, just from hearing. Just from hearing, he was the best man on the planet. That's a pretty good deal, man. So here he is. He's a great man. He believes the word of God. God said he's perfect. And all of a sudden, Job's life goes into a tailspin. Amen. Some people think it must be something I'm doing wrong. It might be. If you're doing wrong, stop doing it. Amen. But if you're a Job, there's things just happen to people. Amen. And everything in his life goes into a tailspin. And amen. And he's got some, if he has a fault, his fault is he picks terrible friends. Hallelujah. Even the best man on the planet has a tendency to pick bad friends. Amen. So his miserable friends begin to run their mouth for chapter after chapter after chapter. Amen. And tell him what he's done wrong and all this stuff. Amen. But I want to tell you, in the middle of this trial, God shows up. Well, don't let me say in the middle. Let me say right at the end. Right at the end of Job's tailspin of life, God shows up. Chapters 38 through 41. 38, 39, 40, 41. 129 verses. I added them up today. God begins to tell Job how great God really is. Job is feeling sorry for himself. You know, if you've been a perfect, upright man and you go through a trial, sometimes people would even want to question God. But God shows up and begins to say things like, "Where were you at, Job?" When I begin to create everything. "Where were you at, buddy? When I told the stars where to sit. Where were you at when I created the atmosphere and controlled the storm? Job, tell me something. Can you put a hook in Leviathan's jaw?" For four chapters, he begins to tell Job how great God really is. There's something about coming face to face with God. It begins to change the way you think about life. The things that you thought were so important all of a sudden get put at the back of the line. Hey, man, and your relationship with God gets moved to the front of the line. Every time I've read it in this Bible where there is a face-to-face encounter with God, even men who are holy, righteous men are moved with awe at the holiness and the righteousness and the power of God. Isaiah, who was a great man in his own rights, would say, "Woe is me. The man that worked in the temple, amen, who dedicated his life to God, would say, I'm unclean." Praise God. When John would have that experience, he would fall down to his face like a dead man. When Job would have this experience, all of a sudden he wasn't feeling sorry for himself anymore. 5 minutes ago, he was saying, "Woe is me, I've lost everything." And he was writing his poems about how bad life was. But then he met the God that he'd only heard about. Now God shows up in the real form and begins to talk to the man. And the man that was a good man, but had only heard of God, now all of a sudden gets his own experience with God. Amen. And it begins to change everything about Job. And he says, "You know what? I don't feel sorry for myself anymore. I abhor myself." When he began to look at who he really was and how great God really was, amen, his problems weren't his biggest problem anymore. It was the fact that, hey, my evil is worse than that. And he comes face to face with God. God becomes not a God that Job has just heard about, but now God becomes a God that Job has seen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. If Job never goes through this trial, God is always the God that he's just heard about. Say, "Was it worth it, Job?" He would say, "You better believe it, it was worth it." Hey, you may not like this, but this is God's plan. I want to tell you something. There's something about a trial that begins to bring God and man together. You look at people with great anointings, great ministries and great abilities and great testimonies. You think, man, I'd like to be like that person. Let me tell you, behind that person, there is a story that you probably wouldn't even want to walk through. Hell, not everybody can walk the walk. Jesus was saying, can you live this? Can you suffer this? Do you want to do what I'm about to do? I didn't know if we'd run the aisles, but we made for it sin. Hallelujah. I love the Lord with all my heart. God has been so good to me. He's blessed me abundantly. He's been everything to me. But when I was growing up, He was the God that I'd heard about. I grew up in a Pentecostal church. I grew up listening to Acts 2:38. I grew up, they were preaching, come out from among them. They were preaching, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. And I'd heard all about it. Amen. But something changed one day. When He began to put the squeeze on me. When the vice got a little tighter. Amen. I said, you know what? I can't allow Him to be the God that I've heard about. Amen. I heard about His miracles. But I'm in need of one myself right now. Hallelujah. Can I preach to you a little while? Can I preach to this church a little while? God wants everybody in this room, amen, to come a little bit closer to Him. Thank God for people that's heard about the Word and are willing to do whatever the Word says, and praise God for it. But there's got to be a point in your life where He can't be the God you heard about. He's got to be the God that you know. He said, I've seen Him. He said, I'd heard about Him. But now, I don't have to listen to somebody else's story. I got my own story. I don't have to tell somebody else's testimony. I get to tell my own testimony. I don't have to tell about somebody else's experience. I can tell my own. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sharamasa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together right now. Come on, lift your voice to Jesus. Halabosa. Halabasa. 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 Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, God. Come on, God. Seeing God and experiencing God. It's a level above just hearing about God. Hallelujah. You've got to experience it for yourself. God's been dealing with me. The purpose. I believe that He puts people through things is that they'll never doubt him again. If you were a little Hebrew boy and you wondered if your God was bigger than the fire, maybe you'd heard about it. Maybe your daddy had told you God's... I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Maybe you'd heard the stories. Your God's bigger than the fire. Your God is the pillar of fire. Your God led us through the wilderness. Amen. It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to get thrown in the middle of it and watch God deliver you. And you walk out and you don't even smell like smoke. Are you better off before or after? Come on. Come on. Shut up. Hallelujah. I believe things happen to people to build your resolve. That there's not a devil in hell that can make you turn around. Come on, I'm talking about something better than just hearing about it. I'm talking about something better than somebody saying, hey, God will do a miracle in your life. But I'm talking about when you ain't got another way except God do it, and you just work your way through it, and it happens. God wants to make warriors out of people. The way to make warriors is not just be hearers, not just be Bible quoters, but not only quoting, but you know it because you've already walked through it. It's one thing to hear it. It's one thing to believe it, but it's a whole other level when you've seen it and you've experienced it. David said, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. Amen. It's one thing to believe that scripture with all my heart. It's one thing to say I believe it, but there's an... It's a whole other level. When it, if God don't do it, it ain't gonna happen. And you watch as God begins to provide out of nowhere. Has anybody in this room ever had a financial miracle? We're about to make a liar of the devil. We're about to get off the roller coaster of spirituality. We're about to go up and we're never coming down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people will go through financial trials and they'll get upset, and I get it because I've been there and I've been upset. Praise God. Hey man, I know what it feels like to grab your card and you didn't tap it in the old days. You didn't slide it in and you just wait and pray. God, I hope it says approved. If it says approved, I know you're in this. Because there ain't no money in the bank. Hey man, I hate it for people to go through stuff. It hurts the very... I can't tell you how bad it hurts. Amen, but I can't tell you how good it feels. Amen, to see people come out on the other side. And you know, no, you ain't just heard it. And you don't just semi-believe it. But hey, I have seen it with my own eyes. Hallelujah. God. God. The Bible says God is our refuge, our strength. The Bible said he's a very present help in trouble. Amen. I heard my pastor say that when I was a little boy. I didn't know what it meant to be in trouble. I didn't know what troubles of life was. Hallelujah. Amen. I believed it. When I got the Holy Ghost, I believed every word in this book. I believed that God was an ever-present help. Amen. But there's times that God took me to a new level. Amen. In the darkest trials of my life. Amen. When people tried to help me. And I love people and I thank God for everybody that everything's ever been done for me. But I'm telling you, there is a place in your life where God will not allow people to fix your problems. God will not allow people to comfort you. There's got to be a place, amen, where you get deep in prayer and you say, God, my mind is, I can't even think straight. I've gone through so many things. I feel like I'm in a fog. Amen. God, people around me, and they're trying to do everything they can. I've watched in the darkest trials of my life. Amen. Even when ministry would speak things to me, I appreciated everything they would do. But there was something God wanted to do for me. And I'd get under that pew when I was all out of options. And I would say, God, if you don't help me, I don't know what I'm going to do. And something would come down. Something would touch me. Something would change me. And God would be a help. How does it happen? Why does it happen? Why does it happen to good people? I think what we would call bad things happen to good people to make good people better people. That's my answer from now on. Because every bad thing I ever went through made me a better person. Every goofy thing that I did in my life that made me crawl on my hands and knees back to an altar. Amen. It made me a better person. Trying to help somebody. Hallelujah. Tell you, thank God for the hearers. I believe what they hear. Thank God for some old timers that stuck it out and didn't quit when the times got hard. God is my provider. Sister Agnes Holmes would tell a story about her, I think it was her grandmother, Ida Clark. They had a preacher had come to town. There was no food in the house and nothing to feed them. And the grandma was outside sitting in the yard praying, God, we need some food to feed this preacher. Maybe she's crouching over, I don't know. And he said, a rabbit runs right into her skirt. Y'all don't know nothing about this, but she grabbed that rabbit and slapped his head on a tree. Ran in there and skinned it and cooked it. Hey, everybody wants a testimony. But there can't be any groceries in the cabinets before you get a testimony about a rabbit. Now tell me, do you believe she would ever doubt that God was the provider? You could never convince that woman that God didn't have his hand on the valve and could open it or close it when he wanted. Come on, let's love the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord together right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, help me pray right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, help me pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 People by nature are feeble. And I hate to use the word fickle, but sometimes that's what we are. Amen. God knows that. Amen. Until we learn how to navigate through a storm, amen, the smallest of things could knock us over. There's something about somebody who knows how to navigate through life. Come on. Come on, Shataya. Sharamokota. Hallelujah. I simply believe that Job was put through things not to purge him. God already said he's the best man on the planet. Amen. He had to purge some things out of me. But he didn't have to purge Job. Job was a good man. But God allowed him to go through some things to strengthen his resolve. Amen. God wanted to be closer than just the God he'd heard about. Come on. Come on, don't let the enemy stop you right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Sharamakato. Yelabasiato. Yelabakota. Yelabasa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people in this house have ever been healed? Lift your hands if you've ever had a healing in your body. Come on, does anybody in this house need a healing? I want you to look around this room right now. Atataya. Atataya daba. Tadabosa. Thank God for the scriptures. Thank God. Thank God. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Amen. It's one thing to believe it. It's one thing to hear it. Let me tell you something powerful. Let me tell you what the next level is. It's when somebody says, you know what? It's happened to me. I tell you, he's not the healer I heard about. He's the healer that I seen. He's the healer. What is it? What are you preaching about? I'm preaching about God puts people through things. When you come out of it, you're going to have a testimony. How do you have a testimony, Paul? Your life just consists of stuff you heard about. So-and-so got free. So-and-so got a miracle. So-and-so got a financial blessing. Imagine your life being just stuff you heard about. I want to tell you, you've got to have a testimony. The only way to have a testimony is to have an experience with God. John would say in Revelation 12, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Amen. And the Bible said, and they. Everybody say, and they. Amen. Talking about us. Everybody say, us. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We got to have the blood. But by the word of what? Of their testimony. Meaning I went through the fire, but I come out. Come on, stand together with me. Lift your hands to the Lord together. All I know to do is tell you what I felt God deal with my spirit today. I feel like there's people in a trial, and you're feeling sorry for yourself, and you're looking at other people, and you're wondering why they got this and that, and you ain't there yet, and blah, blah. And God's saying, I did this because I love you. I did this because I don't want to be the God you just heard about. I want there to be a connection. Woo! Come on, Holy Ghost. Sharamah.